Module 7.2 Lesson. When do we pronounce the S at the end of plus? So when do we say plus and when do we say plus? And there are actually three different possible pronunciations. So without the S sound, so that's plus. With a Z sound, as plus. Or with an S sound, as plus. This is going to rely on some grammatical notions. First of all, the mathematical sign, when you make an addition, is pronounced with the S, so it's plus. For example, 2 plus 2 égale 4, 2 plus 2 are 4. The word plus or plus also means more, and it is used for comparisons. For example, more expensive, more regularly, etc. So there are actually four things that you can compare. You can compare adjectives, for example, expensive, tall, important, all these things can be more or less, more expensive, more tall, more important. You can compare adverbs, for example, regularly, intelligently. You can say more regularly, more intelligently, or less intelligently. You can compare nouns, for example, more money, more time, more questions, etc. And you can also compare verbs to work more, to sleep more, to eat more or less. You get the idea. So when the comparison refers to an adjective or an adverb, so an adword basically, the S at the end of plus is silent. We'll say plus. For example, more expensive, plus cher. That's an adjective. Taller, that would be more tall, plus grand. An adjective again. Let's take an adverb, more regularly, plus régulièrement. So the S is silent, the final S is silent. However, if your adjective or your adverb starts with a vowel or a vowel sound, you will need to make the liaison, and the liaison will be the Z sound. So important, the adjective important, more important will be plus important. So it's just a fading of the S over the next word, that's a liaison. If we take the adverb intelligently, more intelligently would be plus intelligemment. So adverbs and adjectives, no final S unless there is a liaison, and that would be the Z sound. For the rest, that is to say when you compare nouns or verbs, you are going to pronounce the final S, so plus. For example, more money, plus d'argent. More time, plus de temps. So note that when you compare nouns, you need to add de before the noun. De is the preposition we use for quantity. More questions, plus de questions. More people, plus de personnes, etc. If I take verbs, to work more, travailler plus, one of Nicolas Sarkozy's motto for his electoral campaign to be the president was travailler plus pour gagner plus. So you have to work more to earn more. Dormir plus is to sleep more. So, why are there two different pronunciation rules? That gets really interesting. It's actually to make the difference with the comparative, so more, and the negation no more, not anymore, which in French is ne plus. But In spoken French, the ne is often dropped, so that's only plus. So a same sentence can actually have two very different, even opposite meanings depending on the way it's pronounced. So have a look at the example I put in the show notes and in the article as well. Je travaille plus, donc je gagne plus d'argent. So we're comparing travailler and gagner, which are verbs. I've pronounced the final S. Je travaille plus, donc je gagne plus d'argent. I guess that's a good thing. That means I work more, therefore I earn more money. Now, if I say je travaille plus, donc je gagne plus d'argent, that is the spoken French or the casual form where we've dropped the ne for the first part of the negation. The original sentence being je ne travaille plus, donc je ne gagne plus d'argent. And that's I don't work anymore, I work no more, therefore I don't earn any more money. So the pronunciation helps us raise the ambiguity in oral French. When you read a French dialogue, it has happened a few times to me actually that when I was reading a book, I did wonder, oh, is it plus or plus? Because that would really change the situation. So the context usually helps you. Otherwise, you have to keep on reading. Now you can test yourself with the worksheet.